Hey friends, it's been a couple weeks since we've been together, and I just want to say I hope you're doing well and recovering from our most recent ice storm. I know schedules were disrupted, routines were thrown off, and for some of you, life looked very different than normal last week. So, welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. As always, I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled, All Who Could Listen. So let's get into it. This week's big truth, our lives reveal our greatest treasure. See, in Nehemiah 8, God's people don't just hear his word, they listen, understand, and respond. Their reaction shows us something very important. What we truly value shows up in how we live our lives. Our priorities, our time, and our attention reveal what we treasure the most. This week's Christ Connection, Ezra taught God's law, and the people recognized their sin. Jesus came to die for our sin and give us power to turn away from it. Through faith in Jesus, our hearts are changed so we can love and obey. So here's a snapshot of the story this week. So God's people gather to hear the reading of the law. As the word is read and explained, they understand it and they begin to weep. God's word brings grief as they recognize their sin and how far they've wandered from God. But the story doesn't end in sorrow. See, Nehemiah and Ezra tell the people not to grieve because the joy of the Lord is their strength. God's word always brings joy. Joy rooted in forgiveness, restoration, and faithfulness of God. When God's word is understood, it doesn't just convict, it restores and it strengthens. So here's some questions your students might ask this week. One, why did the people cry when they heard God's word? What's the difference between hearing the Bible and understanding it? Why does God care so much about us rejoicing after we repent? And how do I know what I really treasure in my life? As you lead this week, don't rush past conviction, but don't let them stay stuck there either. Help them see that the full movement of the passage, God's word exposes sin, but God's heart is always restoration. Make space for honesty, repentance, and joy. That balance models the gospel for your group. This session is a powerful reminder that our everyday lives tell the truth about what matters most to us. When God's word is the greatest treasure, it reshapes our priorities, our attitudes, and our joy. Encourage your students to listen, not just hear. And trust that God's word, when understood, will absolutely transform them from the inside out. Well, guys, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and we'll catch you next week.